Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine, reporting live from the Brian and Krupa Studios. It's Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 558 on your time. It's a high of 88, currently 65, clear skies at Longview Lake.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Get Right Wednesday?
Woo, man. Brian's World just got rendered down, so I'm feeling good. No, seriously, though, we're going to be talking about something serious this morning that concerns everybody. Alopecia, man. Some people go through it. It can be devastating for some. We have Dr. Mina Singh talking about alopecia and some resources that can help you, too.
Of course. And we got to talk about Jackson County. They voted and Frank White is out. That's an important conversation. And then, of course, the U.S. government shutdown just happened for the first time in 6 years. We'll dive into what this means for programs and your pockets.
You got your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes and plenty of opportunities for your shot at $1,000. But I'm feeling good. Hump it out now. Hump it out. Come on. Hump it out. Hump it out. Hump it out.
Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hump. Just watch me do the Humpty Hump. Yeah, I do. You know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hump. Come on, I do the Humpty Hump. I do the Humpty Hump. Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Your very breath. Each and every one is a miracle. Take some time to focus on your breathing, and only on your breathing, and the life energy it continually brings. The light you are able to see is amazing, in all its hues, intensities, directions, and motions. Pay attention to the light, the shadows, how they change, the feelings and thoughts they bring. Consider all the physical reality you can touch, and walk upon, and hold in your hands. Imagine the possibilities in all that substance, and challenge yourself to fulfill some of the best ones. Listen as the wind sings of a journey it's been making for hundreds or thousands of miles. Feel in its restless dance the connection you have to all that is. With simple acts of awareness, awaken to the beauty and power of existence. Remind yourself again and again of the potential for meaning and fulfillment. Fill your thoughts with gratitude. Fill your heart with peace and fill your awareness with the best possibilities. With positive and purposeful energy, live the marvels of this day. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:23 on your time, high of 88. Currently it is 65, clear skies at UMKC. Rapper Doja Cat drops a little PSA during her album release party regarding people having their phones in their hand all the time.
What does it look like if there was no phones and we didn't think that our shit was going to come out the next day? There was a time where people didn't care what people thought. And that's what I kind of want to bring out tonight. You feel sexy. Want you to dance.
When was that point in time?
Which part?
when people didn't care what people thought. Everybody, that's been a thing forever, huh?
I think. I think the point is, we in the moment right now. Put your phones down. I want y'all to dance to this music. And I've been seeing a lot of people throw events in different cities that are trying to focus on less sections, more dance floor, and just vibe. I've been seeing that a lot.
Is she talking about a concert or a club?
She was at an album release party. So she was at her album release party. So she wants people to take in the music and you know.
I was focused in on that part.
I know.
But no, I agree.
Message.
It sounds like she's trying to get her boogie on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my favorite Beyonce album is the Renaissance joint, where it was like house music, more dance music, stuff like that.
You was dancing to it?
Yes. What?
Break a move. Bust a move. Your tail feather?
Shaking my little hips, you know what I'm saying? I can get jiggy with it one time, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that was funny.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-doo.
You're going to have a wang-dang-doodle, y'all.
All right, Chris Gotti, the brother of the late producer Irv Gotti, he shared that he was disappointed in Ashanti for not reaching out to him the way he wanted.
Oh my God.
We haven't spoke in person after Irv's passing, and I promise you I'm the reason she was murdering. Irv made the records, but Irv would have never got to that point if I don't do what I did. For her not to call me after Irv's passing, she texts me, that don't feel right. Her mother, Tina, that don't feel right.
Read the room, fam. Don't you see what? Did he know what happened between them?
This is what I call misplaced anger.
What are you talking about? And it's a part of
entitlement.
Entitlement, selfishness, because it's like main character syndrome. She ain't thinking about you. She got a whole husband and kids.
And a baby.
What
are
we talking about, dog? Shut up and sit down. Nobody thinking about you. It ain't Murder for Life. That was over 20 years ago, dog.
Right, wrap that up, buddy.
Please, it's
ain't
done.
Ain't nobody trying to hear all that.
And even if she didn't reach out to you, you can't just be like...
And she did. She sent you a text, but you wanted to call. Like, come on now.
What is wrong with you? He still like her.
Oh, clearly something. He just need to figure his whole thing out.
It's your girl, Elena Page, and I am up hustling and shining on Hot 103.
Well, Jackson County made their voices heard yesterday as overwhelmingly voted Tuesday to recall County Executive Frank White Jr. 85% of the vote went to the recall. Almost 65,000 voters voted for that.
Happy and, people showing up to the polls, by the way.
Yeah. It's about a 10% turnout in Casey Moe. You know, Mayor Lucas, he issued a statement saying, as the largest city in Jackson County, Kansas City will work closely with the interim county executive, the legislator, and their team as we all work to ensure progress and fairness for the county, the city, and our taxpayers. So in his tenure, D, so many... I guess issues or controversial events, you know, people angry about the property tax assessment mess. And then, you know, there was rumblings of him not actually attending the weekly meetings of the Jackson County legislature.
Yeah.
And then the stadium issue. And I just want to say, I feel like he was a dead man walking for a long time, especially I think it started when the stadium things got shut down last year, a couple years ago, or whatever, however long it was. The stadium thing has been around for a minute. And I just want to say that, man, I feel like it's a little unfair that everything is being thrown on him. Exactly.
Like a scapegoat. Yeah.
I don't think everything is his fault.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we talking about a Royals legend. Like, next to George Brett, who was a god in this city for a very long time, still is. Frank White was just as important to those Royals teams as George Brett. And, you know, it's a reason why his numbers retired at the K. And I feel like a lot of that stuff, his Royals legacy is going to be forgotten
because of this. Yeah.
So, man, just know that that's a Kansas City kid right there. He was born and raised here, played for the Royals, served the city, and... I don't know. I just hope people remember the positive things about Frank White instead of this stuff that's being thrown.
Remember the legacy and not these election results. You understand that?
That's all.
We'll go ahead and pull out that phone, cousin. 816-900-4103. Go ahead and shout out somebody you love or somebody you trying to love on. Text us their name right now.
That's a good Mac move.
I'm just trying to say, we trying to do good work around here. Spitting that marriage propaganda.
I'm Stacy.
And I'm Carla.
And we're with the Black Alumni Alliance.
We are hustling and shining in the morning with Hot 103 Jams.
And don't forget to slam that Z.
Big shout out to all the cousins that are up with us on that Hustle and Shine text line. Shout out to Miko, Michelle, Maya, Marquette, Margo, Megan, all the M's, and Big Sunny also.
Shout out to Marche.
Shout out to her, by the way. You're crazy. Also, big love to Denisha. She said also sending a shout out to the IRS employees. Yeah, that's
for
real.
For sure, yeah.
Shout out to Christina, Saya, more family that's coming through. Big shout out to Rich, Kiera, sending us some love. We appreciate you. Talk about that music on point, girl. Shout out to Julie Jones.
Make
and
you
wiggle
your hips a little bit.
Yeah, a little something. Tracy Johnson at KCBA. That's a shout out from Anita Primer. Hey, girl. Tiffany Wilson. Big shout out to Akina Johnson, Jacob Israel, Ebony Hogan. Shout out to Freddie. Who else we got on this live? The Redmond kids at Oak Grove School District. Shout out to y'all. It's been a while since I see y'all on the line. Good to see you back. And big shout out to the Kansas City Chamber and DePriest Taylor. Man, the event that happened yesterday, it was beautiful. She was awarded the Athena Youth Young Professionals Leadership Award. Mm-hmm. Shout out to DP. Man, mm-hmm. You do so much for the community. We love on you. We love on everybody that is making an impact in the town.
D, you know we all about our babies in Kansas City, and there's a free scholarship fair. It's going down this Saturday at Municipal Auditorium, 301 West 13th Street in downtown Kansas City, and it's all brought to you by our good folks at Scholar Smarts. Join with us this morning is the executive director and founder, Miss Pauline Eatman Johnson. How you doing this morning, cousin?
Hey there. How are you? Good morning. I'm doing fine and super fine.
Good morning. Thanks. Go ahead and run down them details.
The Infinite Scholars free college scholarship and trades fair is taking over the Municipal Auditorium at the Lex Saturday, October the 4th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Last year, KC students walked away with over $1.5 million in scholarships. And the average GPA was just 3.0. That means you could be next. That's why our motto is enrich, employ, empower. This year, we're leveling up not only colleges, but also trades and apprenticeships will be on site and resources. Plus, we're raffling Dell laptops, free laptops for high school students who pre-register and bring their academic portfolios. Don't worry about parking. Thanks to Lay's Parking, we've got free parking at the 12th Street location and in the arts area. Big shout out to our incredible sponsors, Thomas Owsley, founder of Infinite Scholars, Young Latina Professionals, and our Mayor Pro Team, Rhina Park Shaw, and the Fraternity Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma, and also Omega Psi Phi with Mr. Joe Nelson. Thank you for your dynamic support of KC Youth.
Now, I know this is open to all high school students in grades 9 to 12 and from the Kansas City Metro and nearby Kansas districts, which is great to know. But how do families actually sign up their kids, or is this just a walk-up event?
We encourage the students to pre-register. Simply go to infinitescholar.org or just to our website at scholarsmarts.com. That's scholarsmarts with an S.
Oh, man, I can't wait. It's going. I wish they had. How come Scholar Smarts wasn't invented in 2000 and 2003 when I was in high school?
I know.
I say that to say that I hope that the babies learn from me and actually take part in this and try and get as many scholarship dollars as possible. Tuition is always going up every single year, especially if you want to go to a good school. So, again.
That's so real.
Open to all high school students, 9 through 12. They got 30 30-plus colleges, HBCUs, trade representatives.
Need that.
Yes, man. I love this. It's going down again this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Kansas City Municipal Auditorium, downtown Kansas City. And like she said, don't worry about that parking, cousin. You good.
We need to know that part.
That's
half the battle.
For real.
Free laptops. Free laptops with Electromundo technology in KCK. Thank you.
See, now it might be a couple DJs down there now.
You think I can pass for a high school student B?
You could, D. Definitely.
Okay, let me grab my backpack.
You still look young enough.
I got big love for you. Big love.
Miss Pauline Eatman Johnson, we appreciate you so much for joining us on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Have a good one and continue to be a blessing.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. You too.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
725, high of 88, currently 65, with fair skies at Southeast High School. Rapper Ace Hood speaks on having discipline as a man before he said I do to his wife.
I was never the type of man that just wanted to share myself with a bunch of women. I always felt like I was a man of value, yeah. And always seen that once you connect with somebody on that intimate level like that, it changes the circumstances of things. I can't just get that out to bomb, 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 bomb. I can't just get that out to anybody.
That's right. Word to Kevin Samuels, man. Us,
please.
I'm just saying that's our tier right there. No, I feel him right there because fellas. Listen, dog, you may think getting around is cool until you in several group chats and
on that T app.
I don't know nothing about that life, but no, he's right, man. Being a man of values is hard sometimes. I will admit it's hard. Somebody got to do it.
They just throwing themselves at you, huh?
I ain't saying all that.
Well, that's good. Yeah, you definitely have to have some self-discipline about yourself and on both sides, of course. So I'm glad to know that there's people out there that understand that and know that. Now, switch it over to the female rap side. There's been a lot going on in the female rap world, especially on Twitter. Now, there was an alleged leak call we mentioned on yesterday where Cardi B was just irate about Ice Spice while she was speaking to her manager. Check this out.
You don't know? I'm gonna show ya. I'm not Lotto. I'm gonna beat her the f*** up. I'm gonna knock her the
f***
out. I'm gonna beat her ass.
I'm gonna
get riot beat up by my. Y'all gonna see what the f*** is up. Who on the phone right now?
She about to do this Empire State joint.
Nah, she about to get. Oh, she in New York? Tell her to go. Where ya at? You think I'm Lotto? You think I'm naked? I'll beat you the f*** up. Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. She has apologized on Twitter about mentioning Lotto. She didn't apologize for everything she said, but she was, she's supposedly friends with Lotto. So she said she apologized to mentioning and, mentioning that. Lotto hasn't said anything. But since then, her and Nicki have been going at it on Twitter, and it really poses the question, is there such thing as a topic that's off limits? Because they both been talking about each other's kids, and it's on both sides. And then it's gotten a little bit darker with things we can't even say.
It's not cool because this internet beef and all this stuff, this is a microcosm of how our communities are right now. And you see, when we know each other in a city like Kansas City, if something like that happening, y'all know what the next move is.
Yeah.
So we need to stop.
Yeah, it's only going to lead down a certain road is what you're saying.
Yes.
That is true. Is that only exclusive to Twitter beefs? Is it the same? Do you think it's the same for with people rap battling against each other in songs? I'm curious. Do you think it's the same?
I don't know. I think it all leads to where we don't want it to go.
It can lead to, yeah. Absolutely.
Well. What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Dee, did you know approximately about 300,000 Americans suffer from severe alopecia? I had no clue about this. We have Dr. Meena Singh, board-certified dermatologist, and we have Brandi Jones. She's a patient with alopecia. How are you all doing this morning?
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having us. I'm really glad to be here with Brandi as well as Sun Pharma just to help raise awareness for alopecia areata.
Dr. Singh, you've been dealing with alopecia for a while. You've been on the forefront with hair growth and trying to help women out. What are some of the number one details that people need to know about alopecia?
I know previously I've come on the show and talked about different forms of alopecia. We're speaking about alopecia areata today. So alopecia areata is a very common autoimmune condition that leads the immune system to attack and target hair follicles. It can lead to severe hair loss of the scalp. It can affect the face, the eyebrows and eyelashes, as well as body hair even. And like you stated, it affects around 700,000 people in the United States, and around 300,000 can have severe alopecia. And so in my patients, I've really noted that due to the severity of this form of hair loss, it can have a profound psychological impact on them, just because it significantly alters how they look and how they present themselves to the world.
Brandy, would you be able to maybe share some of your personal experiences living with this alopecia areata and how it's impacted your life?
Yes, thank you for having me and allowing me to share my story with you and others. It's impacted and shaped my whole life. I was diagnosed at around 18 months of age and spent probably the better part of my life searching for treatments, trying everything from oils, shampoos, prescription medications, steroid injections. And while sometimes some of them worked, nothing ever was sustainable, which can lead to a lot of disappointment. And like Dr. Singh said, it has a profound psychological impact on someone. You lose your self-esteem, your self-confidence, almost feel like you lose your identity. You don't recognize that person in the mirror staring back at you, lead to social isolation and sometimes depression.
What does this new treatment mean for patients and who in Kansas City could be eligible?
So as you know, I'm a doctor who specializes in hair loss. This is a really exciting time for us. We have a new class of therapies called JAK inhibitors, and they are approved for the treatment of severe alopecia areata in adults. Recent clinical trials showed that regrowth can happen faster for a condition that previously had an unmet need because there were ineffective therapeutic options. It's important, though, to just remember that every patient responds differently to therapy. So if there's a therapy in the past that didn't work that well, then there may be better options at this point. And just from a clinical perspective, having these new, exciting, effective therapies in our clinical toolbox is just really exciting for us. And if you're a patient that suffers from alopecia areata, I highly encourage you to reach out to your provider to discuss some of the latest therapies for hair regrowth.
And what are some of those signs that some of our listeners can maybe look out for to even think that they might have alopecia areata?
That is a great question. So we're looking for circular patches, kind of slick, rapid hair loss. So excessive shedding happened really rapidly. You can have loss of the eyebrows, eyelashes. Some people lose all of their hair. That's called alopecia totalis, where you have no hair on your scalp, eyebrows, or eyelashes. So that's what we're looking for.
With men going bald, sometimes it's like it's kind of expected for us to kind of go through that. Women, not so much so. Is there any therapy outside of alopecia areata that you might recommend for people who are going through the same situation?
Well, everybody's experience is different. I take a JAK inhibitor, which has allowed me to regrow my hair, giving me back my self-confidence. I no longer have to worry about things that I used to worry about, like hair extensions falling out at work or the wind blowing my hair that I've covered my patches with. I would recommend to people to talk to your provider and see what treatment options are out there for you.
Where can people learn more information about this?
To learn more about alopecia areata, I highly recommend visiting the website www.naaf.org. And as always, you can reach out to your provider just to learn about what therapy may be best for you.
And Dr. Mina Singh, look, you might have caught her on TLC's Bad Hair Day, or is she in Kansas City? She's definitely getting her boogie on at all the open mics.
Correct. Two-stepping. Thank you. You understand.
Yeah, Dr. Mina Singh is always on assignment, whether she's getting her boogie on or trying to help Kansas Cityans or anybody in the world trying to get their health right. Thank you so much, Dr. Mina Singh. And thank you, Miss Brandy, for joining us on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Both of you have a blessed one.
Thank you so much for helping us raise awareness.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay.
Employees are frustrated, first of all. Let's just get that out there. It makes us angry that we are used as pawns in the political game. They have to keep shelling out gas for their car, food for their house, medication for their family, and daycare for children that require it. And none of those services are going to be put off to wait for our pay.
That's the voices of some frustrated workers in KCD as the government has been shut down. And this affects so many people here because there are so many federal agencies in Kansas City and around the town. So that leaves hundreds of thousands of workers facing furloughs or unpaid shifts, man. So benefits like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and VA payments, they'll continue. Military members, TSA agents, and thousands of IRS employees, they're now required to work without pay, D. And so we're home to more than 6,000 IRS workers, and union leaders say that many have been watching Washington anxiously as their livelihoods hang in the balance, unfortunately.
Yeah, and also federal financial aid will keep flowing and student loan payments will still be due, but investigations into civil rights complaints will stop and the department will not issue new federal grants. So this is the first time this has happened in 6 years. The last one was during Trump's term in 2018, and it lasted about 35 days. So hopefully we get to a place where there can be an agreement and everyday people are not affected in the way that, you know, could be
detrimental to their lives,
yes,
man.
Yes, exactly.
This affects everybody, the whole family, dog. So,
and also, according to ABC News, the FDA can't ensure that the meat, milk, and eggs of livestock are safe for people to eat.
Yeah, we'll see.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:24 on your time. It is a high of 88, currently 67 at the Genesis School. Chris Gotti, the brother of the late Irv Gotti, shared that he is still a little bit disappointed in Ashanti for not hitting him up in person.
We haven't spoke in person after Irv's passing, and I promise you I'm the reason she was murdering. Irv made the records, but Irv would have never got to that point if I don't do what I did. For her not to call me after Irv's passing, she texts me, that don't feel right. Her mother, Tina, that don't feel right.
If I don't do what I did. Bro, it ain't about you.
It's not.
And then who says that they haven't talked and like Nelly don't feel comfortable with her talking to y'all?
Because clearly you steady talking in interviews. I wouldn't want to talk to you either.
Right. She sent you a text. Take it and bye. Y'all, there's no need for y'all to be talking.
And there's a serious conversation that needs to be had around the entitlement of people feeling like they know the way you should show up for them when they're going through things.
Facts.
You can't tell me how I should show up for
facts.
You, especially if you have hurt me. I'm not going to show up for you like I would have before. And that's real. That goes for family. That goes for friends. And I think sometimes that might also go for spouses, is knowing how to show up, but you can't put that on people.
Preacher!
Hello. Switching gears. Prosecutors urged a New York federal judge Tuesday to sentence Diddy to more than 11 years in prison following his conviction on a prostitution-related charges. In a filing submitted after midnight, they called Combs, quote, unrepentant, and cited accusers' letters describing lasting trauma and fear of his release. So prosecutors noted his crimes mirror other cases that drew decade-long sentences and accused him of shifting blame onto his victims despite admitting to violence and abuse at trial. We'll keep you posted on what happened with that.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Libra season. Happy birthday to those diplomatic, social, and fair Libras.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to reggae singer Shanseer. A big happy birthday to TV actor who starred in Lincoln Heights, The Shield, and CSI New York. Happy birthday to Greg Davis Jr. A major happy birthday to the Grammy Award winning singer and songwriter Howard Hewitt. Happy birthday to actress who's been on the TV screen almost her entire life. You've seen her in Eve's Bayou, Great Debaters, and so much more. Journey Smollett. And last but not least, sending over a major happy heavenly birthday to soul singer, songwriter, arranger, who's given us This Christmas, The Ghetto, and so much more. A happy heavenly birthday to Donny Hathaway.
Okay, D, let's take it home to Kansas City and wish some of our cousins in the town some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Casey Keys, Abby Garbalena, and Chevelle Moore. Happy birthday, Selena Thompson, Tyran Douglas Sr., and Motorola Rhino. Happy birthday, Darian Williams, Missy Jones, and Brandy Sweetie. Sending birthday love to Rochelle Harden, Shell McCaffey, and JJ. Happy birthday, Aisha Marie, Sean Charles, Tequila Shepherd, and everybody else born on October 1st. Happy birthday, Libra. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
LaShawna Williams.
Hey, LaShawna. What you doing, cousin?
I'm at work, y'all.
But what that check engine light looking like?
I keep telling you, if my car is new, if that light come on, that car is going back.
Hello.
All right,
return policy and a lawsuit following.
Oh, my God.
All right,
God.
Cousin, we got a shot to hook you up with a $30 Kansas Lottery Chiefs Kingdom Instant Ticket. That ticket can give you the chance to win up to $75,000. And we want to get you qualified to win $1,000 in free fall cash, but you got to finish these lyrics with passion while you clocked in. You ready?
Kinda. I don't know this song, but I'm going to try it.
Oh, God.
So don't deny, I can't fool no one else. The truth is in the tears I cry.
Fears and love, why do I feel this way?
Come on.
Why does she stay on
my mind?
My mind.
Come on.
But if it is in love, why do I
know
these things? Make me feel so sad.
Okay, we gonna stop.
Inside.
Okay. Yeah. I thought she was gonna start making her own words up right there for a second, boy.
You did great. See?
You did.
Yeah, love that, cousin.
Okay.
You now getting that $30 Kansas Lottery Instant Ticket, and then your name is now qualified for that $1,000 in free fall cash. You get all that money. What would you spend it on?
Y'all, I don't know.
Oh, you say y'all? Like Hustle and Shine? Okay, bet.
Yeah, Hustle and Shine, I don't know. I'm sorry.
All right, she clearing it up now.
I'm right.
He thought you meant us.
Something. I sure did.
I got a house, I got a husband, I got kids. Oh, yeah. Something, it's going to go somewhere.
That $1,000 be gone before you know.
It's gone now. All right, cousin, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Making that real money.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and today we celebrate every survivor of breast cancer. Did you know that anyone with breast tissue can be at risk for breast cancer? According to the Mayo Clinic, after skin cancer, breast cancer is the most common cancer in women. According to the American Cancer Association, 1 out of 726 men and 13% of women in the United States may experience breast cancer. Early detection and annual physicals can help lower the risk. If you or a loved one receive a diagnosis, breastcancer.org recommends taking care of your mental health in your healing journey. Why? Because many people experience side effects from treatments, have pain, fluctuations in weight, disturbed sleep patterns, insomnia, fatigue, and mood swings. Having a mental health provider can be a great part of your support system and recovery. So if you know anyone who is surviving breast cancer, don't forget to support and love on them. You are listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.